My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
She said some of them were disguised as fire extinguishers.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
1, 2, 3, 4. My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to say. Thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad.
Well, what's a birthday party without beer? And if I'm right, I believe that the Sam Adams people, the taps are officially open. How do we feel about that?
Okay. Time to whoop it up.
I think
God bless America. Yeah,
there is a limited edition beer brewed for this show available today here at the Sam Adams Tap Room on our 5th birthday party. And want to say hello and thank you to the team from the Greg Hill Foundation who is here, Aaron and Adam, and it's yard sale season, so today we are doing a yard sale. We got a lot of merch that we got to move, can they negotiate? Are the price? Yes, like any yard sale. All right.
Have you been into that? You strike me as a guy that likes a bargain.
Curtis, I don't look like a yard saler.
You kind of do.
I do not.
Oh, I like poking into a yard sale.
Of course you do.
Like if you're on a walk and you see one.
Oh, yes.
You can find some gems.
Yes. Oh, yes, you
how
can.
Many, how many yard sales are you finding when you're on a walk in Southie?
Not really in Southie.
Generally,
yeah,
it's usually.
You got to be out in the burbs.
Usually, it's free.
Take it. Yeah.
Urine-filled couches.
Do people take that stuff?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
What about when you see a mattress?
Oh, gross.
Somebody's probably still doing it. That was our big thing, like for our, like our giveaway growing up. You know, my mother didn't want it. Put it on the sidewalk. The next day, gone.
It would be gone.
Gone.
Didn't matter what it was.
No, there we had like a little basketball hoop for James that we no longer used, and I was like, "Who's gonna grab this?" Within like 15 minutes, it was
gone.
Taken.
Yeah, somebody will take it.
I can't imagine the mattress that you find randomly on the street in the city of Austin.
Because if they're throwing it out, it either has a spring broke or there's some type of bodily fluid on it.
Could be both.
Right.
Could be both. Yeah. What?
I can't believe, given that this is our 5-year anniversary, the subject I have spoken the most about, Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
We almost had another Malcolm Butler moment, but in the Olympics semifinals, Steve Kerr benching Tatum.
Oh, yes.
Could have been the equivalent.
It could be.
We would wonder why. What was the reasoning?
I mean, he's going to have to answer at some point.
Yeah. I bet he gets a lot.
He can't keep using the matchup excuse. I don't think that works.
No.
It doesn't work.
It's such a stupid argument. And it's why wouldn't you just not have him on the team?
It's dumb. It's dumb that it is maddening to me that Derek White and Drew Holiday both, and the reason why I say those two guys is we see them so much because they play for the Celtics,
yeah,
and we know what type of players they are. They're
You're
great players.
They've had more Olympic minutes than have they had more?
Yes,
Olympics?
Yes.
Than Jason Tatum. Yeah,
I think about that. Like it doesn't make sense.
And
to
you
me.
Needed points in this game. You didn't crush them. You won by 4 points.
You were
and
down.
So you're looking. Steph Curry and LeBron James were your only guys that produced.
You were down until there were 2 minutes left. The only lead you had up until that point was when it was 2-0 in that game.
You were down by 17 at one point.
Yeah.
Question for you. If you are Serbia, would you rather beat the Americans and lose the gold or not play the Americans and win a gold?
Beat the Americans.
I'd rather beat the
Americans. Like be the silver winner and then lose the gold medal game. Yeah, would that have been the biggest upset in basketball history?
Probably. I mean,
yeah. Well, didn't the men's basketball team lose? I want to say like 2016
prior to Dream Team. Oh, no, 2016.
Yeah, the Carmelo Anthony, and I thought there was a year that they
didn't win gold.
Yeah, I thought there was a year, and then that's when. Like
maybe
when LeBron was younger, so I'm not 100% sure.
I think you're right. I think there was a year they didn't win the gold. I don't remember.
And everybody was like, "Oh my god," you know. And I think it was like around the Carmelo time when he was like, you know, at the height of his career in the NBA.
This is Deshaun from Portland, Maine. By the way, since we're thanking people and celebrating 5 years, I want to thank everybody who listens to us up in Maine. From the start of this show, we had a ton of support up there in my adopted home continent of Maine. So all of you listening there, there's nothing better than when we go up and do a road show at the Brunswick and do the cornhole tournament up there. And so thanks to everybody who listens to this show on our stations in Maine. And Deshaun, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Definitely best radio station, not only in New England, but probably the East Coast. So
thank you, guys.
Just kind of elaborating a little bit on what Wiggy's lead was. I think personally, I'd like to thank Steve Kerr and the U.S. basketball team for what they've done to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, because talk about giving those two guys more motivation going into a season after winning a championship. You would think that this would be the time for them to get their respect, but thank you for putting that chip back on their shoulder.
Yeah. No, it's like Tom Brady-like,
right.
Almost, you know, where Tom was able to use that, the hate that existed for the Patriots. And
is fuel for Tatum. I would rather be Jaylen Brown, because at least with Jaylen Brown, like, people go, okay, he should have been on the team. There's a lot of great plays. He didn't make it. You know, whatever. We kind of move on from it. Like, we've passed the Jaylen Brown in the Olympic team.
And we also
this is the
agree.
Biggest embarrassment for Jason Tatum.
Right.
Yeah. He's one of the best players in the NBA, and he's sitting on the end of the bench.
So you're saying you'd rather be in Jaylen Brown's position, not even make it to Paris.
Not even make it to Paris.
And have everybody be upset that you didn't get the nod,
than
be there and be sitting on the
bench. Right. Now I'm there, and I'm like, so it's when you're at that level, and only Greg knows about it, you know, with us, because we're kind of lower level pieces.
True.
When you're at the Jason Tatum level.
Okay, thank you, Wiggy.
You already got the extension.
Yeah, when you're at the Jason Tatum level of whatever you do and you're sitting on the bench, it's such an ego deflator that the whole world sees you, because you can't really cheer. You don't want to cheer, but you have to cheer.
And Steve Kerr knows that. That's why he's a dink.
Right.
He's a dink.
Tatum's like.
Yeah.
And I think Tatum's going to be, if they win gold, which I think a lot of us believe they will, Jason Tatum's going to go up there with a gold medal and be like, I didn't even do anything to help this team.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it sucks.
When was the last time Jason Tatum was in a must-win game and was on the bench?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably
college,
when he was like 12.
Probably not at Duke.
And you're right, because Jaylen Brown is sitting probably in Italy or wherever right now on vacation.
Yeah.
And everybody knows he's not there for reasons that have nothing to do with his talent.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas Tatum's forced to sit there and root for this
try to cheer. Oh, and like, God. It's like weird.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that.
But hopefully they are able to use it. Like, and we'll be able to.
He will.
We will. In 10 minutes, we'll be able to talk to Whit Grosbeck about this when he joins us this morning. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, it only makes sense that we begin with Jerod Mayo, of course, following last night's game. Tried to explain why Drake May only played for like a series. Here was Jerod Mayo after the game.
What went into the decision to pull him after one series tonight?
Yeah, that was always the plan. The plan was to get him in there for one series, to get Jacoby in there for one series, and then really, you know, it turned into the Zappy show and then the Joe show. That was the plan going there.
Did anybody ask why?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Why was that? We saw that was the plan. Why?
I guess that this is where I kind of agree with Shime's lead, where if that's the plan, then what you're telling me is you don't want Drake May in there unless the ones are in there. That's what that tells me. Because Drake May win a series and Brissett win a series, but
with both, the ones,
with the ones,
that was it.
Because it, so that's what I'm taking from it. Where I'm like, okay, you're confusing me, Mayo, because that's something you do with your starters. You don't want nobody to get hurt, so you get him in for a series and get him out.
I mean, if you're Shime and Drake May is your guy, or whoever you are and Drake May is your guy, then the optimistic way to look at it is that if you want him to be the starter week one, that Jerod Mayo is still undecided about who his week one starter is
going
to be.
Right, because, Greg, I'd ask this question. The second preseason game,
which is next Thursday.
Thursday night.
Right?
Yes.
How do you – it seems like he doesn't want to put Drake May in there with the twos. So what do you do in the next preseason game?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When you start to play the ones a little bit longer, you have to see more of Drake May because it seems like based off this, he don't want him in there with the twos.
Yeah.
And it only took me about 5 minutes. I am fully with Shime. We need Drake May. It's the only thing.
Welcome aboard, Curtis.
Watching him struggle at least is some progress because you expect him to be dealing with growing pains. Jacoby Brissett seems like a very nice guy, good locker room guy.
Yeah.
But I get zero watching him play quarterback.
Yeah. Did you like Mayo's choice of the half zip or whatever it was?
I did.
You know, you'll never see a hoodie on the sidelines ever again here in England. That's okay. You think he was tempted, or do you think they asked him to wear the hoodie?
There's no way.
The last thing he was going to do?
That's the last thing.
But they all wore the lapel pins properly, which was a good thing. And the other thing was, it's interesting, when Belichick was hired, the fans were really excited and wanted him to do well, and the media was pissed. Now it's flipped. I feel like the media is desirous of Mayo to be successful, and the fans are still mad about Bill.
Yeah. All right. What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, we've been talking a lot about the idea of trading for Brandon Ayuk. Well, there's another receiver out there also wanting a contract and holding out currently. That would be CeeDee Lamb. Jerry Jones spoke briefly to the media in passing yesterday and had this to say about getting a contract done with CeeDee Lamb.
He's saying is there a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why you say that?
I'm just, I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir, we will.
Put out there.
But does he have, like, paid laughers who laugh at everything he says? Jerry Jones, they're like, ha-ha, good one, boss. He quote, tweeted that audio with the wide-eye emoji. I mean, he's pissed, I think.
No, Can we stop talking CeeDee Lamb trade talk?
I mean, if you were willing to pay $32 million for Ayuk, you certainly would be willing to pay that for CeeDee Lamb.
I would make CeeDee Lamb the highest paid player wide receiver in the NFL.
You would if I was New England. Patriots.
And what the issue that Elliott Wolf will find himself facing is that going public in your pursuit of Ayuk
right
now forces you to pursue everybody else.
Right.
But I think they want to. Like, I think.
I hope so.
I do feel like we've questioned for a long time who was the one who was cheap. And I think Robert Kraft, at this point, wants to spend and will spend.
But why are you waiting until right now? There was an entire offseason where you could have added receivers that would have had a training camp.
But I don't think you really – did everybody know that CeeDee Lamb was going to be gruntled?
No, because
–
When did Tyreek Hill get traded? It was right around the draft. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, these happen around – I mean, there's time to do this.
But I think maybe he thought he was going to get a contract. Yeah. And when the owner says there's no real sense of urgency, the player's not happy with that.
All right. Anything else, Sean, that we got to get to?
Yeah, you want just one more quick fun one for you, Greg? Here's one to leave you out on a smile. This was Jameis Winston yesterday.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on.
Okay.
That's right. He's in Cleveland now?
Yes.
We love Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
All right. That is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we'll talk with Wick Grosbeck on the Celtics, on Jason Tatum sitting, and on all of those things. And then coming up at 7. By the way, we should thank our host for having us here. Jim Cook has arrived. We have a round of applause. The guy gets most, when it comes to craft beer in the United States, probably wouldn't exist without Jim Cook. So, toast to Jim Cook.
Yeah.
Those of you, we got the taps turned on early here. I think Jim did that this morning. He hates drinking alone. So we'll talk to Jim and we'll do Cheers with Jim coming up at 7:30. Cheers to 5 years. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Pats take the first preseason game against the Panthers, 17-3 the final. Jacoby Brissett kicked things off. Then Drake May came in. He went 2-for-3 for 19 yards, and it was a lot of Bailey Zappe after that. 12-for-20 for Zappe, 108 yards. We then saw Milton Mania, like Greg said at the start of the show. He went 4-for-6 for 54 yards and a touchdown. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Astros to a rainy Fenway. 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Men's basketball is going for gold after taking down Serbia 95-91. No Jason Tatum in this one again. Steph Curry led the way with 36 points. They'll now face off with France tomorrow in the championship game at 3:30.
And Ken's paying people to take pictures with him right now.
Oh, yes. Are people taking pictures with the bland manager? Look at him. Look at him out there.
He does a nice knee pop when he does photos.
Yeah, he does. He mews. Is that the thing with your face?
Yeah.
What, he does a duck face?
Yeah.
Ken is definitely a duck face selfie guy.
Yeah. He smizes, too.
We are led by a man that was shocked to find out it's hot in the desert in the summer of California.
Before that basketball game, women's soccer will go for gold tomorrow against Brazil at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Olympic medal count this morning, the U.S. leads at 103 total medals with 30 gold. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 68 degrees. The rain has stopped in Boston. Afternoon high in the mid-80s.
All right, it's Friday, and we are at a tap room. There's no better location for the listeners of this show. You guys are incredible. New Whalers. I saw New Whalers in the Twitch chat. Unhappy with the turnout this morning. I mean, I feel like I'm very delighted that you're all... Oh, you're flipping him the bird? Or her, the bird? I see. Okay.
He's probably here. Yeah.
You think he's here secretly?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, I think we know the turnout in his bed.
Yes. All right. We will be back with Wick Grosbeck and Jim Cook on our fifth birthday party here at WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.